City in East Tennessee.
East Tennessee, Knoxville.
Okay. And the one that will soon be bigger. the other big city in the eastern part of Tennessee. If you go up from Atlanta straight north when you hit Tennessee.
Chattanooga,
okay.
Yeah, it's called the world's overgrown hip town. The world's most overgrown hip town.
Okay. The big city in West Tennessee is?
Nashville or Memphis.
Okay. And the capital of Georgia is?
Atlanta.
And the biggest seaport in Georgia is?
Savannah.
And the biggest city in southern Georgia, I don't know why they call it southern
Albany.
Georgia. Okay.
Although the Albanians themselves refer to it as Albany.
Albany.
We find a lot of them like this. We would say Cairo, Georgia. The natives say Cairo.
Cairo.
And there's Lafayette, but we would say Lafayette, they say Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting that I love to hear someone who is from these towns because they really, when you say, oh, you're from Lafayette, they kind of look at you strange and laugh. And you want me to get you in?
No, I got it.
But it's like a lot of people come to Augusta pronouncing Augusta, Augusta.
Yeah.
And they think we sound so provincial pronouncing our town Augusta. And of course, that's so funny because it's like a person's name. The natives can pronounce, you know,
the
native town any way they want to.
Right.
Like Vienna, Georgia.
Right, Vienna. Okay, let me see. The in Fort Benning is in
Columbus.
Okay, and if you head east from Columbus,
Macon.
Okay, and then the biggest city in Louisiana,
New Orleans.
Okay, and then the capital of Louisiana,
Baton Rouge.
Okay, and the biggest city in southern Ohio.
Biggest city in southern Cincinnati.
Okay, and the biggest city in Kentucky, where the Kentucky Derby is.
Louisville.
Okay, and
incidentally, it's Louisville, Kentucky, but Louisville, Georgia.
Louisville, Georgia. Okay, let me see. And from Augusta to Athens is about
100 miles.
Okay, and if somebody asks you to go with them and you're not sure you want to, you'd say, "I don't know."
What? I don't think I can make it.
Okay. And if you have a very sick friend and he's not likely to get any better, if somebody asks you how he's coming along, you'd say, well, it seems
50-50.
Okay. And if you were asked to go somewhere without your wife, you'd say, I won't go.
Without her?
Okay. Let me see. If your daughter didn't help you with the dishes, you'd say she went off playing
that certainly is something just out of my experience.
Okay.
What would she be doing
without helping me or instead of helping me? Okay, I'll get that somewhere else. There's one. A man is funny and you like him. Okay, you say I like him.
Freezer. That's a freezer.
That doesn't make sense. I like him.
I noticed you look over there when the freezer kicked on. You got a week or two from now. You can look.
10 years from now, you listen to the statement. That was insane.
Let's see. I like him, and he is funny.
I like him.
I like him. He's funny.
Okay. Okay. The largest
sense of humor.
The largest Protestant denomination in the South is the
Baptist.
Okay. And if two people become members, you say they
join the Baptist Church.
Okay. And in church you pray to
God.
Okay. Are there sometimes two different ways of saying that, one pronunciation that you use in church and one that you use